shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. It's my
welcome. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and you're listening to Dr. Maria Salas. I have some guests in the studio today, but first I wanted to say hi to Savannah, since I haven't seen you in a long time.
It has been a long time.
I know.
I've been away. You've been away.
Mm-hmm. Have you had fun?
Yeah.
Looks like it on Facebook, lady.
It is, and more fun to come. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Going surfing in Santa Cruz.
Sweet. So, no more, like, spring suits or nothing. It's hot, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You gonna have a good time?
Yeah.
I know. I love Santa Cruz. I can't wait to hit Santa Cruz this summer. I think I'm gonna go down there soon.
Because you can visit your... Because your folks live somewhere.
Well,
near,
yeah,
right?
My family lives in San Jose, but from there, it's like, what, 20, 30 minutes? So, anyway. Today, we have a great show for you. Has anybody heard about those lovely essential oils? Do you know how to use them? There's so many ways to use them. Today we're talking about doTERRA and basically very pure essential oils. And I have in studio today my friends who have introduced me to some essential oils to help me with my overall health. I have Angie Cravens next to me, and I have Jessie Cork. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So these are the experts. You guys taught me, so help me teach. Angie's laughing. Yeah, you're an expert, lady. Help me teach the listeners, because I know people, they just buy stuff because they hear, yeah, ooh, something's popular or something is, you know, trending, and they go buy it, and then they're like, okay, what do I do with this now?
Well, that happens a lot with essential oils, because people will go to a class or they'll hear from their friend that something works so well, so they'll go and buy a bunch of it, and they get it, and they're like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
So the oils that we are going to talk about today are actually from doTERRA. So everything I talk about today is just strictly for doTERRA. I can't tell you about any other oils because I don't know.
And you're right about that, because I get questions about, okay, what about some other brand? Or if I go to the store, will it happen like this? Nope, I can't talk on that because I don't know the company and what they're using, right?
Right. Well, and a lot of times when you go to health food stores and whatnot, they do have lots of different essential oils that you can get there. But the purity and the potency is not going to be the same. So with an essential oil, some people may not even know what that is. An essential oil is basically an oil that's derived from a plant, whether it be from the stem, the leaf, the flower, the bark, the rind of the fruit. It can come from many different areas. But every plant has oil sacs, and it protects them and their environment. And so we are basically taking nature's medicine and using it for ourselves.
Which didn't just start.
It's
something that's been going on for
many,
eons.
Many, many years.
Yes.
Essential oils have been around for a long time. I mean, even back into, you know, baby Jesus, he was given frankincense and myrrh and some of the main essential oils that are really great. And so that's what an essential oil is. Now, the difference with doTERRA is they're really big on purity and potency. And so for the purity piece, they put all of their oils through a testing process that's called CPTG, which basically means Certified Pure Therapeutic Grade. The nice part about that is you don't have to worry about anything being in that oil except for what is on that bottle. So if it says wild orange, it's wild orange. There's nothing else in there. The process of purifying it basically takes out or makes sure that there's not any fillers, chemicals, artificial ingredients, or any other herbicides, pesticides, anything like that can sometimes get into plants during the growing process.
And not just the growing process, but the
processing,
right? Because if you're trying to save money as a company, maybe you throw a filler here or a filler there,
right?
Just kind of have an oil that's expensive, so maybe spread out a little bit, right? This company, doTERRA, does not do that.
doTERRA does
pure.
Not have any fillers. They do not add anything to it to make the oil last longer or sell more. Some of the oils are expensive, and part of that process is because of what the oil can do, where it comes from, and all of that. The other piece, the potency piece, Now, some people grow oils just in the United States, and that's not a bad thing. But with doTERRA, they source from original origins. And so they go to France and Italy and Oman and Madagascar and places where the soil is nutrient rich and places where farmers have been growing it for generations, and that's what their family has done. And so they get the product basically from their homeland. And some of them are grown in the U.S., but most of them are not. Our soil has been pretty depleted from a lot of nutrients, and we have our soil's not as good as other places. So the oils that we get, the potency piece comes from where they're grown, which is really great. I love the fact that we can help other countries, but I also love the fact that we can get a product that is so pure and potent that it helps our bodies and it helps our minds and it helps everything that we're working on.
Yeah, there's actually a benefit. It does something, right?
Right. And so it's funny because you hear, you know, there's an oil for everything, and there literally is. I have not found one thing yet that there's not an oil that can help with that.
That's right.
There's three different ways to use the oils, and again, this is just for doTERRA. You can put them on topically, which just means to put them on your skin. You can take them internally, and or you can use them aromatically.
Okay.
So there's diffusers you can use, mm-hmm. or you can just open the bottle and smell it. A lot of people forget if you put something on your skin, it does go internally. So when you're out shopping and buying all those smelly lotions and putting all of the stuff on your skin, just remember that does go internal.
Okay, so let's talk more about how we can use the essential oils more specifically with more detail and some stories on our way back. You're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting! Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas, and today we are talking about doTERRA essential oils. All of those oils that you bought, you brought them home. Maybe you weren't listening during the class, and you're like, what do I do with them now? We're going to go ahead and tell you how to use them, you know, give you some stories that, you know, have helped us and maybe some of our friends along the way. And here I have my friend here today who actually helped me get started. I don't even know what I asked you probably working out at the gym, mm-hmm. North State CrossFit.
Right.
And kind of feeling it, right?
Yes.
A little sore maybe.
A little sore.
From a crazy workout.
Torn hands.
That's what it was.
Torn.
Pull-ups and her hands were torn and you're like, just use lavender. I'm like,
yes.
Yeah, right, Ange. I'm just going to put lavender on my hands and that's going to help these torn up hands from pull-ups.
Did it help?
I don't remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
It stopped bleeding immediately.
Well, how did the oils help you? How did you find out about doTERRA oils?
Well, my friend Jesse over here is the one who was trying to put them down my throat for about a year. You need to come to a class. Every day I'd get this text. There's a class. But here's a doTERRA class. Come to this class. Try this oil. Do this. You're having health problems. Try that. And I just blew her off for about a year. And then one day she talked me into doing a class. And I was one of the ones who bought a kit, brought it home, had no idea what to do with it, didn't really listen in class.
Yeah, that was you. I just made that person up.
I heard these stories in classes. That all helps for somebody else. Mm. You know what I mean? So when I first got my kit, I couldn't wait. I was waiting for the first person in my house to get sick. I was like, come on, kids, get a cold. Let's get a cut. Let's get something we could try these oils on. And for years, since I was a kid, I have always battled with urinary tract infections. And so mom was the first one to get sick. And I had no idea what to do with these oils and how to use that. And I did not want to go to the doctor. I wanted to try my kit. So I called Jessie and I asked her, okay, what do I use in here? And she was like, you need to use your On Guard. You need to use some frankincense. Throw some oregano on your belly. And she goes, and then also taking these oils internally. She told me to put all those in a capsule instead of taking a antibiotic, and just rest. And usually within 3 hours of a UTI, I would usually be in the hospital from a kidney infection. I went through the symptoms all day, but I was not in the hospital. I did not end up in the hospital. I waited 2 days, and it went away. Drinking lemon in my water, it was, to me, it was like almost unbelievable how it worked and how quick it worked. I didn't have to take a week off work. I was back to work within 2 days. And so that really started to open my mind and want to research more on how to use these.
You're like, okay, what's this about?
Yeah, okay, yeah. This is kind of working. And so it took about two more times of that happening before I really faithfully believed that these things were actually working. Today, I've been using oils for a year and a half. I don't even have the UTIs anymore. I faithfully drink the lemon in my water. I use what we'll talk about here in a little bit. I use the vitamins. I don't even go through that problem anymore. Using it at home with my kids love it.
Now, how old are they again?
I have an 8-year-old little girl who, she tells everybody about the oils. Wild Orange and her are like best friends. And then my boys will even use it when it comes to if they're getting sick or breathe, if they're having a cold. Their friends come to me for Deep Blue. Can you rub that stuff on us? My muscles hurt from sports. You know what I mean? So as kids go on and as my kids became faithful users of it, then I even started to more look into it. And then as I watched it help others, I started to share what it was doing in my family, where someone else would pick up on it and want to use it in their family.
Yeah, and that's what you did for me.
It's contagious, I'm telling you.
It is
contagious.
Once
you realize what it does for you, it just becomes contagious, and you want everybody to know, and that's why I invited you 50,000 times to classes and finally got you interested in coming to one. I want to talk briefly, though. Angie had talked about the vitamins, and, you know, oils can help with specific ailments that you have, whether it be, you know, a skin issue or digestion or anything you have going on. But the overall health piece is pretty important as well. And that's what their vitamins can do for you. The vitamins are truly, truly amazing. It's actually a three-step process. And so their first one is called the Cellular Vitality Complex, and it is fantastic for pain and inflammation, cellular repair. It helps with mood. This is really great for people with autoimmune diseases that have that constant pain in their lives. It really helps with that. The next one is their whole food, so their vitamins and minerals.
So these aren't separate vitamins. This is like a trio that you're going to take together, correct?
They are separate vitamins. So there's three separate vitamins that you take. It's called Lifelong Vitality.
Okay.
So the first one is for your pain and inflammation, really.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is your whole food. So your vitamins, your nutrients, all of that that you need. It helps with your energy. It helps with fatigue and digestion, your immunity, all of that stuff. The third one is your essential oils, and this is the one that I think really gets people because, you know, a lot of people will take vitamins, and whether your body's able to digest some of it or none of it, you at least feel a little bit from it sometimes. The essential oil piece to this one is it helps not only with inflammation and pain, but it helps with ADHD, it helps with aging skin, postpartum depression, PMS, brain fog, concentration, anxiety, cardiovascular disease. A lot of people have been able to take vitamins and get off medications that they were on for, whether it be for blood issues or heart issues. The vitamins have really been able to change their lives. One of my favorite stories of the vitamins is a mom that started using it, and her kids actually call them the be nice mommy things that she takes in the morning because she just is such a nicer person when she's on the vitamins because she's not fatigued. She's not grouchy all the time. She's not exhausted. She's able to get through her whole day and still have energy at the end of the day, but it's not that like spastic taking a diet pill kind of energy where your heart's racing. Mm-hmm. It just sustains you through the day, and it just is amazing as far as overall health. Angie, do you have a quick story to share with your vitamins?
Well, I'm a huge lover of the vitamins. I'm one of those be nice mommy ones. If I notice for myself, if I don't take them consistently, I feel my whole life just kind of depression, my energy. But a friend of mine who I started trying to share the oils with, and she was looking for a change in her life, I told her about the vitamins. She was experiencing tons of different health issues, energy issues. She tried some of the oils, and I just kept telling her about the vitamins. So she started, and I think it was about 4 months later, her order got mixed up, and she ran out of the vitamins. And so she said, I thought I'd be fine till my order came in. And she said, Angie, I just felt the next day, I just like a whole, like a fog came over me. She goes, I just felt kind of down, exhausted. So I gave her a backup, of course. That's what we do with doTERRA is we are always there to help one another. We're always there to share. If you don't have one, I may have one. You know, if we come across something, it's an amazing family. But just that fog and just the way your life improves with these vitamins.
That's great. So we'll talk more about lifelong vitality when we get back. Plenty other. I do want to talk about digestion, too. So come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm so excited to be talking about doTERRA essential oils for you today. I do have a class coming up over at Compass Shining Care, Grace Place, and that will be Saturday, July 11th, that you could join us. We are going to be doing the class after this show, so it'll be from 12 to 1 o'clock. Obviously, we might go over a little bit because people have questions, but definitely plan on being there from 12 to 1 again, Saturday, July 11th, and that's at Grace Place Compass Shining Care. So hopefully you ladies will be able to come to that. If not, we go over all of the oils, and what's great about the classes is you get to try everything. You get to use all your senses, right? So we definitely have a diffuser going so you can see how that works. We pass bottles around so you can go ahead and just open the bottle and smell them, and then definitely you can put them on your skin. So it's a nice way to sort of get introduced to the oils and see how they can help you. Okay, we were talking about lifelong vitality on our way to the commercial, and what I have to say about them is I can't wait until my next box comes in because I've been out. I know what that feels like. Mm-hmm. I do want to get those back in my life and get started again. At first, you might think, oh, man, that's a lot of vitamins, that handful that I've got to take. But, you know, spreading them out throughout the day helps mm-hmm. me. I do them at mainly breakfast and lunch, or breakfast and middle of the day, and that helps me out a lot. What about you guys?
I do both. It just kind of depends. Sometimes I'll forget in the middle of the day just because mm-hmm. I have a super, super busy job and I'm not always around my office. So lately I've just been taking them all at once in the morning, and that
sure, you
totally
can do that.
Gets me through for yeah. the day. But I do have a stash in my desk just in case I didn't take that all of the morning ones, or I may be close to running out. I have my stashes.
Yeah, you have all these great stashes at your desk. Huh?
I know. I do. I'm not going to lie. I have oils in my office. I have oils in my car. I have oils at home. I have oils everywhere. But you get to that point because there's certain ones that you're going to use all the time. Briefly, I want to, you know, when I got started with oils, it's been a couple years now, but I started a lot. Well, my sister forced me, to be honest, but I had some major digestion problems going on. And so once I realized that the oils actually worked, I actually had to try them. So I started using them for my digestion issues, and oh my gosh, it is amazing how much your digestive system affects your whole body and how you feel about everything. There are oils that can help with digestion problems. There are supplements that doTERRA has that you can take. I take daily the TerraZyme, which is just an enzyme that helps you break down your food. It doesn't matter how organic or how clean you eat. Our soil has been depleted, and so the natural enzymes that you would normally find in your food, we just don't have those these days. And so the enzyme really helps my body to digest the food and break it down. And then I also take, they have a probiotic, which is double capsulated, and so it actually gets to your small intestine where you need it to break down, to help you break down your food. The probiotic is changed my life. I no longer have a lot of the belly issues that I used to. But
You've lost a ton of weight, lady.
I have. Yes. I've lost 68 pounds. Uh-huh. I've been working hard at that.
Yes. And that really starts in the gut. I'm going to say, if you are trying to lose weight, maybe you're on a new program, maybe you're continuing a program and you've hit a plateau. If you really lock in your digestion and you're taking a digestive enzyme, you're taking a really good probiotic, that's going to really help.
It does. Yes. And actually what people don't realize is most issues start in your gut. So when your gut becomes unhealthy, that's when you get a lot of your skin conditions. That's when you get a lot of your autoimmune diseases. And so if you can clean up your gut, a lot of those symptoms that go along with it start taking care of themselves as well. So doTERRA does have a cleanse if that's something that people are interested in doing. I try to do a cleanse at least 3 times a year because I know my gut has issues. I try to keep it as healthy as possible. That's not saying that you can eat McDonald's every day and then just do a cleanse 3 times a year and you'll be good to go. There's other things that go along with it.
Yeah,
you do have to make good decisions.
A lot to do with it, yeah.
But as far as the oils helping with digestion, I mean, if you have lactose issues, if you have appetite issues, if it's if you have stuff going on with your pancreas or with your rectum, heartburn, hemorrhoids, all of that stuff, there literally is an oil for everything. The company has created something called Digestin, which is a blended oil. Still 100% pure, still no additives. They've just found oils that blend really well together that help you. And that oil helps for anything from heartburn to indigestion to bloating.
Gluten issues.
Gluten issues, which is huge now. Diarrhea. You can use these oils on your pets. You can use them on your baby. You can use them on yourself.
Your horses.
Yes, we've done a couple of horse classes. Mm-hmm. I've been using them on my dog. I have boxers, and they're notorious for belly issues. Their gas is awful. And so they get digestion on them. And so as far as like the digestion piece of it goes, there's so many different things. If you're wanting to lose weight, they have an oil that's called Slim and Sassy, which again is a blend. It helps get rid of cellulite. It helps restart your metabolism. And we're coming into summer. Well, summer's here in Reading. And you want to wear as little clothes as possible. So you want to look good. Slim and Sassy is definitely an oil that can help you start getting to that point.
So now how do you take Slim and Sassy?
You can. There it is an oil form, so you can take it under your tongue. You can rub it on topically. You can cook it in your food, but they also have a gel capsule.
Do you put it in your water?
You can.
Like, do you guys drink it like that?
I do all the time.
I don't like the taste of it, so I don't. But I do take lemon in my water and wild orange, lime, grapefruit, all those other ones. Those are fantastic in your water and help detox your body and will also help with metabolism.
Okay, so on our way back, let's talk about the weight management or weight loss portion of this. I know a lot of people are trying right now and maybe they've, you know, need something a little bit different or they've hit a plateau. So on our way back, we're going to go ahead and talk more about doTERRA essential oils. This is Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Hello, my name is Dick Fighton and I'm president of Shasta Country MOA. Military Officers Association of America is a national organization with approximately 380,000 members. Our membership consists of military officers from all branches of the military. The purpose of MOA is to lobby Congress to maintain our military levels, protect our pay for our active duty personnel, benefits for active duty personnel, pay and benefits for retired personnel. They also support VA clinics and hospitals and many more issues too numerous to mention here. I'm appealing to all military officers to join MOA to help preserve the military you knew. Our local chapter of MOA, Shasta Country MOA, is a group of dedicated officers who participate in our community by providing scholarships and serving on many local community boards and committees. Please call Dick Fighton, 530-945-7975.
Race Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Yep, it sure is. Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and you are listening to Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Yes, we are still accepting new clients. This show is actually brought to you by HealthWise Chiropractic, and I'm so happy to have my friend Angie and Jesse here. We're talking about doTERRA essential oils, and it's been fun, ladies. Thanks for stopping by. I know we have so much more to talk about, but this is your Saturday morning, so I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me.
Of course. I'm glad we're here.
Love hanging out with friends.
Yeah. So, okay. So on our way out, we were talking about the weight management portion that the company has. They've got recipes and some oils and stuff that will help.
They have so many different recipes that you can do with your oils. They do have the metabolic blend, which is Slim and Sassy. It is, again, a blend of different oils. It helps for slow metabolisms, people who are overweight or obese. I can talk today. They lack the energy, just have fatigue, diabetes, liver issues, all of that. They just came out with a fruit and vegetable supplement powder. It's a green drink. So for those of you who like the green drinks, it is amazing. You can just toss it in some water or some almond or coconut milk. It's really great for you. They also have meal replacement shakes. So if you are that person that doesn't eat breakfast or just doesn't like to make the time for it, it's great for breakfast. If it's somebody that needs meal replacement as far as weight loss, They're really great as well. They do have – the great thing about this company is it serves everybody. So they have vegan for the vitamins. They have vegan for the meal replacement shakes.
Okay, good.
Because there are a lot of people out there that aren't wanting that meat or the
animal protein
mm-hmm. in anything. So they do – they serve that population as well. Now, as far as the shakes go, I am not a fan of shakes in general. I did a program in high school, and I just threw them up all the time. So I had a hard time with shakes forever. I am able to drink their shakes. They're good. They fill you up. I like to toss a banana in mine mm-hmm. and in the blender. I like their chocolate, but they have chocolate and vanilla. You can add oils to your shake. So if you put a little wild orange in the chocolate or peppermint in the chocolate is really good as well. And so it just depends on what you like. But they are a fantastic meal replacement. There are plenty more oils. It's so hard because there's so many oils that can help with weight loss. Even just rubbing grapefruit on your cellulite to get rid of your cellulite, which is really great. And most women are like, I need a whole bathtub full. I'll just soak in it all day
long.
Me
too.
Well, if you have a question about a certain oil, the lines are open. It's 530-605-4567, and you can ask Jesse or Angie a question and see how they can help you. I'm sure you have some sitting on the counter that you're like, what's this good for? And actually, we're not just pulling this information out of our hat or through the air. There's some great
resources,
right?
There are websites that you can go to. I actually have my new book, which I'm in love with. It's called The Essential Life. It just came out. We used to use the Modern Essentials book, which is fantastic as well. This one just has really colorful pictures in it. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down easier for people, and there's a ton of recipes in the back. A lot of questions that people have when they get their oils is, how do I use it? Do I put it on topically? Do I take it internally? Say I have a bladder infection. Which oils do I mix together? They don't know how to do the blends, and they're maybe scared or not sure how to come up with their different blends. I know Angie was telling me she has a new blend for her bug repellent. And so as you get more comfortable with your oils, you start making your own blends. You can get empty roller bottles, and I make my own perfume. Like I said, you can make an empty roller bottle. For my husband, I do lemon, lavender, and peppermint, which is a natural antihistamine for his allergies, and he takes that with him everywhere. And so as far as, like, learning how to use the oils, the books are a fantastic way to learn that. There's also websites. There's a website called eeoils.me, which is everythingessential.me, and that breaks down all kinds of health conditions or health concerns and which oils to use and how to use them. If you're into the scientific piece, which I know a lot of people are, they want to know what studies have been done, how do we know that these work, all of that fun stuff. There's a website called aromaticscience.com where you can go and read all of that scientific stuff. That will put me straight to sleep. So it's not my favorite thing, but a lot of people do love that. I can tell you that the oils are being used in surgeries all around the world, not just in the United States. Vanderbilt Hospital has done all kinds of studies on these oils, and other hospitals are starting to do more studies.
So not just studies, but aren't they using them in the, like, waiting rooms?
They are in their ER, in their waiting room, in mm-hmm. the surgeries, in the aftercare piece of surgeries. Mm-hmm. It truly is amazing. There's therapists that are starting to see for mood and emotional issues how these oils can help. We have a local therapist that is starting to learn about them and wanting her clients to be able to use them. They're fantastic for ADHD, for anxiety, depression,
PTSD,
mm-hmm. pretty much any emotion you can think. Actually, the book that I have has all kinds of different emotions down and which oil to use because, like I said, unless you want to do a ton of research in all kinds of different books, it's hard to figure out which oil to use for what. And so it's, you know, the easiest thing I can say is any citrus oil is going to help with...
Uplifting.
Yes, it's going to be yeah. uplifting, help with depression, but it's also going to help with anxiety. The lavender and the serenity are great for mood as well, because if you have that high anxiety or panic attacks, those are really going to help you with that. They also help with sleep. They also, you know, lavender is like the Swiss Army knife of oils. It coagulates blood. It helps with bruising. It helps with just healing.
Cuts
in general.
On your hands.
Cuts.
From too many pull-ups.
That's right.
Yes.
CrossFit.
Yes.
That's right.
The practical use of them.
Jesse could also talk about the ones that help with intimacy also.
Oh, we were just talking about that as I put my ylang ylang on earlier. We're trying to get pregnant. So, yes, there's oils that you can use while you're pregnant. They are safe. There's a fantastic book. I actually have it sitting here by Stephanie Fritz. And I plan on using her exact protocol for everything throughout pregnancy. My sister, as well as a couple of our other friends, have recently had babies thanks to doTERRA. They had issues that with preventing pregnancy, and now they have amazing little boy and a little girl and another little girl. Like I said, there's three of them. So
wow.
Yeah, so
good job, doTERRA.
Right? doTERRA's making babies.
That's cool.
But it's a natural way to help get rid of things instead of having to take all of those antibiotics or medications. And it's scary when you listen to the long spiel after those commercials on everything that medication is going to do to you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to fix this really small thing. You're not going to have hiccups anymore, but you might die. So, you know, sometimes that's a little scary. Essential oils aren't going to kill you. If anything, you might lose weight and become happier, which is fantastic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It is. There's lots of other things that oils can, like I said, it's summertime, so bugs are really prevalent right now. Sunburn.
So what's your mix?
And? So I took, doTERRA has an amazing Terra Shield, which
okay, yes.
a lot of people really like, but I didn't find it to be strong enough. It didn't work long enough.
Okay.
My backyard is just...
Is it mosquitoes?
Tons of mosquitoes okay. everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I took the Terra Shield, cedarwood, mm-hmm. and lemongrass along in a roller bottle along with coconut oil
Ooh.
And mixed it all together. And so when we're out
the
back.
The fractionated coconut oil,
mm-hmm. correct. And so you just roll it on. And we had a big party at our house Saturday night for our kids' graduations. And everybody's just passing this around. Oh my gosh, Angie, what is this? This is amazing. Not only does it smell amazing, but. An insect will not come near you. So
that is awesome.
Nobody, the kids didn't get bit. Mm-hmm. I also use a lot of the Terra Shield and Melaleuca on my dog.
Oh.
So we don't have fleas.
Oh,
we do not
okay.
have flea issues.
So how do you apply it to your pet?
So on my dog, I give her a bath and I add Melaleuca to her dog shampoo. And so that helps get rid of anything there. But then on her collar, Pinterest is amazing, everybody,
yeah.
for any essential oil users. They have so many amazing just ideas on for your pets and for your home life. And
mm-hmm.
so I found a lady would soak her collar in the Terra Shield and lavender,
Smart.
And then I put it on my dog.
Uh-huh.
Not only does my dog smell amazing, but we do not have any flea problems whatsoever.
Okay.
So,
So you're not directly putting it on her except in the bath?
The Terra Shield I've put on, directly
okay.
put on her. I put almost like, what are those flea drops? The Advantage or whatever that you would
or,
get from the pet
yeah,
store that you
uh-huh.
would actually put on the back of their neck.
Yes.
I would put Terra Shield if we went out to the lake.
Got it.
Or
okay.
went out somewhere. I would put it directly on her. But mm-hmm. I would put it on her collar just for instead of a flea collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also calming on your animals. my animal did not like going to the vet to get fixed.
Oh.
I rubbed my little girl down with lavender. The vet said I had the best smelling dog around. So, you know, and she was calm. So these are amazing, you know, not only just for you, yourself, but the children love them. My kids all have a special roller bottle with their own little blends in it that they like. My daughter's ADHD. So we made her a roller bottle of a blend, of a peaceful child blend,
mm-hmm.
correct, Jesse?
Yes.
That Jesse helped me with. She would be able to take it to school. Now her teacher wants to know about these oils because she would smell them on my daughter and
yeah.
say that it would help her focus.
Yeah.
And so.
So wait, Peaceful Child Blend. Is that something that you guys came up with or where did you get that blend from?
Google.
Oh, okay.
There, like I said, doTERRA is a wealth of information.
Uh-huh.
The community that you get with doTERRA is you meet so many amazing people and everybody wants to share. So as they come up with a blend that works, you try it. And
yeah.
that is a specific blend that works really well. The lady who did create it put it out for everybody else to
mm-hmm.
make their own.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where I found that specific blend. Some blends we've come up with our, you know, on our own, what we like. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's smells are different. Whereas somebody may love the smell of lavender. I am not a super big fan of lavender, so
okay.
I prefer the Serenity.
Okay.
I use that a lot more than I use my lavender. I use lavender for other things, but for sleep and stuff, I prefer Serenity. So you'll find your preferences as you start using the oils and what you like and what you dislike. What I found is the oils that I love the smell of, that's what my body is needing at that period
mm-hmm,
of time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through phases where some things you may love right away. And then, you know, as your body gets cleaner and you start detoxing and getting all of that chemical buildup in your body out, you may find that you like a different oil better. And so you start using that one.
Have you noticed taste differences now that you've maybe,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
As your
like
gut gets cleaner
yeah.
and you start, you know, purifying your life basically,
mm-hmm.
if you have sugar or if you have something that, like, even the sugar from natural fruit is too sweet sometimes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I could eat a whole thing of cupcakes because, you know, one isn't enough. You need all of them.
Yeah, like, bananas are a bit much for me. So mm-hmm. I notice I don't add a banana to my shake unless I really need some carb. And
right.
It will be like a quarter of a banana.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, it's more of the citrus fruits and like strawberries are super sweet for me. Whereas before, I mean, it wasn't sweet enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so with my weight loss history and so far what I've done, what I've really noticed is doTERRA's really helped with my cravings. I don't have those anymore. I've really started to look at food to feed my body instead of to feed my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a big thing that a lot of us struggle with is you get sad, you get depressed, you're anxious, you're stressed, whatever it is, and you just want to eat carbs and sweets. And so instead of doing that, I reach for my oils, and that works. And drink water, especially with how hot it is out there.
Yeah.
Put some lemon.
Lime. Or lemon or
yes.
Lime.
Your favorite one. I go through all of them. I like them all, but they will all help hydrate you as well as detox your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Do you have any good stories of any more friends that you've helped or?
Well, my mom has MS.
Okay.
So she has dealt with years of shaking, tremors, just a lot of muscle aches,
mm-hmm.
really tired. So
sensitive to heat or cold.
Super sensitive mm-hmm. to heat and cold. Her vision, you know. So when we talked about the doTERRA, my mom's always those one to something cool comes out. Excuse me. She will run out and buy it and try it. You know what I mean? So she was always up for the hip new thing.
Yeah.
And so when I was starting to get the oils, she went amazing with it. But so she was like super adventurous and trying everything. My mother is a full, firm believer, and she will just tell everybody until she's blue in the face about frankincense.
Okay.
Frankincense, the oil for Jesus. It mm-hmm. is like the go-to for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she puts 3 drops under her tongue every day. She has no shaking. She has no tremors. Her vision's amazing. It took her about a month of using it, along with the vitamin pack,
I
the
would
lifelong
definitely
vitality.
Have said, yeah, for
right.
any
so,
autoimmune.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so she uses those, but the frankincense is the one that she uses mm-hmm. more faithfully than anything. And so she's amazing. It would have been cool to bring her today because she could just tell you stories all day long because she takes it. She works at Rayleigh's, and so she takes it to work, and she tells people about it all the time, the On Guard, the lemon. She has a friend with staff, and so we've been treating MRSA and staff on a friend of hers with On Guard and frankincense, and she has no more outbreaks. She doesn't even have the scarring anymore. And so, you know, you share, someone's got a cold. We love to share On Guard with people, you know,
and
Jesse can go in onto the On Guard because that just opens up a whole can of worms to where it fixes and cures lots of things.
And that's why I like the classes. Wouldn't you guys say that
right.
is a great place to share? Definitely put it on your calendar Saturday, July 11th over at Grace Place Compass Shining Care. I hope your mom will come because I would love for her to tell about the MS stories or I know we had some people on Facebook asking me, you know, how to help them with MS. So that was a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then, yes, On Guard is great for antibacterial, antiviral.
Well, it's fantastic because it can actually break through the cell barrier, whereas medications can't. So when you have a virus, you go home and rest and relax and drink water and
treat the symptom.
Right.
Yeah.
And with the oils, it can actually get in there and kill the virus and stop it from replicating.
Yeah.
And
because of that, they develop the whole line.
They
correct?
Do. They have a whole line of doTERRA On Guard products. They have a toothpaste, which is amazing. They have lozenges. Mm-hmm. They have cleaning.
Which we use at HealthWise Chiropractic. In between patients, boom, I wash my hands with
yes.
the On Guard. I'm spraying down the tables.
They have a laundry soap,
yeah.
Which doesn't have animal byproduct in it, so it doesn't smell if you leave your laundry in for too long,
mm-hmm.
Which is really nice, especially in the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
The On Guard is a fantastic oil. But also, if people are interested in hosting classes, Maria has all of her information, I think, out there. You can contact her, and either her or I can help to teach. If somebody's wanting a class before July 11th, I still have some openings in June available. If somebody is maybe not interested in coming to a class, they just want to meet one-on-one, we can set that up as well. Some people aren't into
bigger groups. I totally get that.
But don't worry, there's an oil that'll help for that. So yes, you might get to the point where you come to a class. We'll start out small.
Yeah. Throw some wild orange on you. Bam, you're good to go.
Right, right. I wanted to, do we have time?
Yes.
Okay, just briefly, sunburns. Everybody's getting sunburns because it's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who forgot to wear their sunscreen or maybe didn't reapply, first of all, you can make your own sunscreen, which is way healthier for you. But for the sunburn spray or oils that work really well for sunburn, if you use lavender melaleuca and Roman chamomile together with some coconut oil, it is amazingly soothing. Peppermint oil is also really cooling. So if you are overheated, you haven't drank enough water, a little bit of peppermint, just rub it on the back of your neck or on your chest. Not only will it increase your lung capacity for breathing, but it will also cool you down immensely. When Maria first got here today, she had been out running and she was all overheated, and I gave her some of my peppermint and it cooled her right down.
It was perfect for that. And I used it this week too. I had a little stress headache and I thought, oh gosh, it's probably because of this heat. I'm going to put this on the back of my neck. The peppermint did that a lot because I tend to use too much. But, and then I was like, oh, this is helping my headache too. Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it is really nice.
Kill two birds there.
You can use oils for those who are gardening and want something a little bit more natural. There's oils that you can use to spray on your plants for the insects. You can use them to clean your fruits and vegetables as you bring them in instead of getting those chemical fruit washes. You can, like I said, there is an oil for everything. And there's oils for men, too, which is really great because a lot of times people think essential oils and they think, first of all, hippie. And then they also think that it's for women only, but it's not. There are so many men out there. Like I said, my husband shares oils with everybody. You can use them for aftershave. You can use them for cologne, shaving cream. There's different things for their hair, their scalp, their mood. A lot of times men are harder to get interested in the oils. And so what I tell women is to diffuse them. Because by diffusing them, they're getting the aromatic benefit without even knowing it. I have some ladies that waited till their husbands would fall asleep and then put it on their feet. And that also worked really well. And the husbands eventually fall in love with it. It usually takes men two, aha moments as far as that oil worked for them to really want to use the oils again. And women, we're easy. It takes one time and we're good to go. We're like, that worked. We're going to just roll with it. Same with the vitamins. The vitamins, it usually takes about 2 weeks for women to notice a difference in their body. Some people notice right away. It just depends on how in tune you are with your body. For men, it usually takes the full month because, again, they're just not as in tune with their body, I guess, or whatever's with their system, it takes them a little bit longer to notice the difference. And sometimes they don't notice until after they stop taking them, and they're like, oh, no, I did notice a difference there.
Hey, so, you know, another question that I have, snoring or people that have problems with sleep apnea, have you heard how that can help?
Yes. Snoring is a big one, especially for husbands. there's many wives out there who are grateful for a good night's sleep these days. The cool thing about putting oils on the bottom of your feet is not only do you have the largest pores there, but it is connected to all kinds of things in your body. So the best thing for snoring is to put either peppermint or the Breathe oil, which is a blend, on your little toes. Those are actually connected to your sinuses, and it has helped so many men out there with snoring, and women. I'm not being biased. Women snore too.
Yeah.
With their snoring problems. People who have allergies, seasonal allergies, some eucalyptus or the Breathe oil before they sleep on their chest keeps it so that they don't get all stuffed up throughout the night. For maybe there's an oil you don't like the smell of, which was my case when I first started using the oils. And so I wanted the benefit, but I didn't want to smell like that. So I put it on the bottom of my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it was the more manly smelling oils I didn't want to smell like. But on the bottom of your feet, again, you have the largest pores. You still get that benefit, but you don't have to smell like a tree.
And that's generally where you would be using it for children and babies, correct?
Yes. Children, just because it's easy to get it there. You can put it on other places on children and babies. When my sister had her little boy, I gave her a roller bottle of Digestin to help with his belly issues, some lavender to help with his diaper rash, some On Guard to put on every day as a preventative, and then some Balance, which is my very favorite oil, to put on. We call it the non-fussy baby oil. Because anytime my niece or nephew gets fussy, they get a little lavender and a little bit of Balance on, and they're good to go.
Nice.
It just grounds you. It calms you. It again, if you're into the scientific piece, there's all kinds of really cool slides that show your red blood cells before and after using Balance. And it is amazing how quickly the oils work and how well they work. And as you know, Americans, we want it to work, and we want it to work right now.
Well,
and they do.
30 seconds, right? That it takes to get into your bloodstream from your feet or pretty much any other part of your body. So, you know, it's going to be quick.
Yes.
So that's great.
And there's we didn't go over a lot of different ailments, but like I said, if you guys can make it to a class or want to host a class, we can talk about cancer. We can talk about aches and pains. We can talk about arthritis, about memory loss, anything that you may be struggling with.
Okay, so I do, right before we have to get going, we have like 5 more minutes left, I do want to talk about DDR Prime.
Okay, we
can talk
about DDR
Prime. Okay, so I don't know if you
Prime.
Have any information on that, but I know that they've done a lot of cancer research on DDR Prime, that it's showing to help eliminate cancer cells, basically, and tumors.
It is. It actually, they've tested it against, I think, 4 different types of cancer at this point. I take DDR Prime every day. I don't have cancer. Cancer does not run in my family, but it helps with cell regeneration, and we can all use a little bit of help with that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, a lot of times we're all, whether we don't have cancer or not, we're dealing with some cells that, you know,
that need help.
Yeah.
We've all destroyed cells in our body. It happens with what we do in life, what we eat, all of that. But as far as the cancer research goes, DDR Prime is very important for the cancer piece. Frankincense is also very potent, and it has helped a lot with cancer people that have cancer. The aroma touch techniques, which is a massage technique created by doTERRA, has helped cancer patients. But with the DDR Prime, it's you can get it in a gel capsule or you can get it liquid. So it's completely up to you and your preference. But the cancers they've tested it against have shown that it kills the cancer cells, which is huge because there's not a lot out there that does kill the cancer cells. Without, you know, as far as radiation and chemo, yes, that works, but then you also have all of those side effects of the chemo and the radiation. With doTERRA and the DDR Prime, there aren't side effects. Again, I take it just for overall health.
Where can people find that? Is that the Aromatic Science?
Yeah, they can go to aromaticscience.com to find all of the studies done on the DDR Prime with the cancer research and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt may also have some on their website with the research that they've done with it. There's other countries that have done a ton of research as well, but I'm not sure exactly how to find the easiest way to get that research in English, at least.
Okay. And we can have some of that at the class, or make sure if you do have a question, go ahead and get a hold of me at 244-9000. That's HealthWise Chiropractic, and it's 244-9000. We can go ahead and get that for you. But it's out there.
It
is. Something. There's an alternative. There is something there to help you.
Well, and the nice part is you don't have to sit at a doctor's office for hours and hours when your appointment was at 2 and you get seen at 3 or maybe 4. You don't have to then go to the pharmacy to get a prescription that has all kinds of side effects. You put on 2 drops of oil and you're good to go. And price-wise, when you look at it, it's pennies per drop. So when you have something going on, it costs you 5 cents to fix that issue versus your $15 copay if it's that small, and maybe your $20 copay for your medication, and then God only knows what happens with the side effects, because then you usually have to take another medication for that side effect and go back to the doctor. And, you know, if we can heal ourselves, I think there's so many things that we can do without having to go to a doctor. And don't get me wrong, there is absolutely need for doctors. I am not against Western medicine. My chiropractor is my favorite person, and my massage therapist. Those are very important people in my life. And when I have to go to a doctor, I will. There are things that you need to go to a doctor for. But there's so many things out there that we can retrain our brains. Instead of reaching for, you know, the Neosporin when your kid gets hurt, you reach for the Correctex or the Lavender. And not only are we teaching our kids a different way to live, we're changing generations. If we start making these changes in our lives to be healthy and to use the oils instead of using medication, then as our kids grow up and they start having kids, it affects everybody. And so then that's how they grow up, and that's how they raise their children, and that's how they raise their children. So from generations from now, they're using oils instead of medication.
And one thing I do want to say about them is if you have been sitting and letting them sit there on the shelf and not been using them, they don't go bad.
No.
So open them up today. Use it for anything.
doTERRA only.
doTERRA
again.
Only. Well, I mean, that's all we can talk on. So
it
we
is.
We can't really talk about the oils from the nutritional store or other companies. So That's what we're talking about today, and I thank you guys for coming.
Thanks. I'm glad that we were able to.
Thanks for having us.
Were you going to say one last thing before I interrupted?
Oh, I had a funny story.
Okay, real quick.
Real quick, funny story. I had a new girl come to a class, and she had just bought peppermint oil from the health food store, and she, after learning at the class that there was fillers, and she looked on the back, and she was so distraught. She's like, I don't know what to do with it. So she came back to the next class and figured it out. She's using it as her toilet bowl freshener.
Nice. Thank you, guys. Come back to the next Positively Healthy Show every Saturday from 10 to 11. See you next time.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of people attended a vigil in downtown Charleston last night to remember the nine people who were slain at an historic black church this week, among them Charleston resident LaDonna Pate.
We all just really needed it, you know, to come together and grieve together and honor them together like this.
Throngs of people gathered at the College of Charleston's arena. The 2016 Republican presidential hopefuls offering new insight into how faith might guide their decisions in the White House as they gather today in the nation's capital for the Faith and Freedom Coalition Forum. Among the speakers, presidential hopeful Carly Fiorina, who says Hillary Clinton must not occupy the White House.
Hillary Clinton must not be president of these United States, but not because she is a woman. Hillary Clinton must not be president of these United States because she is not trustworthy, because she lacks a track record of leadership.
Also at SRNews.com, pushing for new trade.